Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, welcome to the Somewhat Normal podcast. Every week, brand new episode on Fridays. Mercedes and JC here. Somewhat funny, somewhat serious, somewhat normal is what we say we are. How are you today?
I am good. Just touching on what we talked about last week, the unfollowing people on social media.
Yeah, what happened with that?
I went through on Twitter and I looked at the people that I was following. And if I didn't know the person, there were some random people that I were following. I just unfollowed. And then if someone didn't tweet in the past 6 months to 2 or 3 years, I unfollowed that person as well, and I really cleaned up my account.
Did you have to go through all of like their Twitter feeds just to see when the last time they tweeted was?
If you opened up the person you were following, it shows right up top. Last tweet was such and such date, and so you see that right away. Yeah, I didn't have to scroll through it, so that was a big help.
How is social media for you right now? It depends on the platform, but I think I may need a break. It's starting to, like, mentally, just there's so much fighting or false information, or it's given me a headache. I think I'm on overload.
With Twitter, if someone did a political, either way, I unfollowed because I just didn't want that on my feed. I want to kind of try to filter the stuff that I get. I'm not on Facebook that much, and so I'm just basically Instagram, and the people that I follow are not really putting out political stuff, so I feel clean on that. Is one platform more difficult for you?
I think I see the most negativity on Facebook. Like, that's where I see the fights and just everything. Instagram, I'm with you. If I see something I don't like, I just unfollow. Like, that's my happy place. I just want it to be happy. Twitter is my information place where I get information from, and then TikTok is my silly place where I just laugh or I learn something. And so I go to all of them for different reasons, but you know.
Is there any good that comes from Facebook? When I do open it up, I see something like that, something political, or someone passed away, it's good to find out that someone passed away, or it's just Facebook is really a downer to me.
I'm going to go to my Facebook right now and tell you the first thing I see, and someone posted an article that the Henderson City manager has filed for bankruptcy twice. Okay. Well, didn't need to know that. It's her birthday and she's like, everyone, it's my birthday, y'all. And
okay, birthdays are good.
Yeah,
sure.
That's good. And then this one is looking for landscaper recommendations.
Stuff you need.
It's funny though, because it really can affect your mental health. And that's what we wanted to talk about today. Just with mental health is a thing that people struggle with all the time. But I think just with this pandemic, it's become more of a challenge. What has been your biggest challenge mentally during this whole pandemic? And then on the bright side, what have you come around as, like, just improving yourself with?
And what would it be for you?
I hate when you do that, because I am asking you the question and you turn it back around at me.
Anytime you guys hear that on the show,
what
that's
do you
like,
think?
That's like us, like, hey, it's a game of ping pong. I'm not ready for the ball. You take the ball back.
No. I asked you first. You have to tell me. You don't have to answer both. Let's do the bads first and then we'll do the goods.
So what is bad mental health-wise?
What has been the biggest struggle for you mental health-wise during the last few months?
I mean, I just go through these ups and downs, and when I start to get down, I start to get dark, and that's why I try to focus on more of the positives.
What is it that gets you down, that you're finding? Has it been the pandemic, or does it have nothing to do with it?
It's when I stop and really think about what the city is going through and people are going through with losing their jobs. I mean, this town, I know the Strip is open. We've been devastated in this town. And if you've been up on the Strip, I mean, yes, the Strip is open, but it's not open.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people gambling here and there, but the restaurants are half full. Hotels are half full. It's just, when I think about that and the friends too that have lost their jobs and are struggling, that starts to bring me down. We're on the lucky side where we still have our jobs, and I'm very thankful for that. But when I start to think about the hurt that people are dealing with, I start to get down on that.
Does it, like, I feel sorry too, but does it, how is it affecting you mentally? Is it making you depressed? Is it making you just feel sad all the time? Is it making you feel like there's not enough you can do?
I wouldn't say I feel sad all the time, but I think when I get in my funks, it's just the overall pandemic that puts me in a funk.
Yeah.
What's it for you?
I think for me, it's been a kind of a combination of things, just like that fear of the unknown. Just, you know, like you said, so many people have lost their jobs, and I feel very blessed and lucky to have one. My husband, he does not. And that's scary. You know, we're just wondering when he's going to be able to work again. And luckily we've been okay, but we just, you know, that's really scary for him and just for all of us. And it's kind of like that unspoken thing. We don't really talk about it, but we know we're all worried about mm-hmm. it. And then also the lack of human interaction. I don't interact with a lot of people just because of what's going on. I've kept my circle very small, and like, I get depressed sometimes because I miss just going out whenever and seeing my friends whenever, and even just like hugging my friends. I need that physical contact. And I find myself just getting really, really down about that sometimes.
Have you guys thought about going out? I know you went to like an ice cream parlor or something, which is kind of an easy thing to go to. Have you thought about going out to a dinner or a lunch as a family?
No, we're not ready for that. And I know a lot of people are, and I think that's great. And I, you know, we try to support the community by still going and getting takeout from these places. But we're not ready. And I've heard both sides. Some people are like, oh, you know, you'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. I am not ready for it. And so that's that. But I don't know if that would help me at all, really.
Around a restaurant with other people and stuff?
Yeah, it would freak me out, honestly, because things are so far apart and people are wearing masks that I think it would give me anxiety. Like, this is what it is now. Like, I want to remember it the way it was. I don't want to have the new view of it. So let's move on to the positives. How have you grown positively from this whole thing?
Why don't you go first? I went first in the last one.
Yes, I'll give you that. How have I grown positively? I think I've learned a lot. I've had to force myself to learn a lot more just when it comes to, you know, work-wise and stuff like that. I'm really proud of just what I've had to teach myself to do in terms of work. But I also think I've developed a thicker skin because, you know, I'm a sensitive person, but I think that this pandemic has brought out a lot of the negative from people. And sometimes you feel like it's targeted towards you. Sometimes you just feel it in the air. And I think I just got to a point where I'm like, I can't let other people dictate my happiness.
Amen. Yeah.
You know, if they're going to be unhappy, I can't absorb it. And I absorb I just absorb the energy in the room always. And I'm a total empath. And I'm learning to develop a thicker skin so I don't do that. I'm just kind of like, you know what? I'll try as much as I can. If they want to be mad, they got to be mad. Like, I can't change it. They'll change when they're ready to change.
One of these motivational life coaches that I follow had this post, and it resonated with me that I screenshotted it. And this was on Tuesday at 9:29 p.m. I saw this. And it says, someone who hates you normally hates you for one of three reasons. They either see you as a threat, they hate themselves, or they want to be you. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting to think about.
Because a lot of time when someone is coming at you, it's something they're dealing with on the inside, and they're putting it on you.
Yeah, and I always have to remind myself of that. I saw a quote yesterday that said, never take criticism from someone that you wouldn't ask advice from.
Mm.
So, you know, think about the people that are really awful to you and negative. Would you ever go to them for advice on anything? And if the answer is no, it's like, then why do you care?
Yeah.
You know, why do you care? So what about you?
I think too, I wanted to work on myself and try to make myself a positive person, work on my mental health, work on my identity with myself. I seem to have this negative soundtrack running through my mind, and I'm really working on changing that. In my mind, when I do something, my first thought is, oh, that wasn't good. Oh. Versus like, wow, that was a great job. And I got to stop and tell myself, no, that was really good. Maybe there's one thing that was bad and whatever I did. But my normal mindset is when something finishes, it's like this negative versus, wow, look what you accomplished. Look what you did. I find the negative in it first. And I'm just trying to change that soundtrack that's constantly running in my mind.
Well, there is a way to get a positive from that negative. What I always do and what I tell my kids to do is like, let's say you totally botch something. Mm-hmm. It's like terrible, awful. You're like, oh my gosh, I could have done so much better. You literally just improved yourself because you know what not to do next time. So I always say, even if you completely screw something up, you have accomplished something and you got better just in that moment. And so I don't know if that's easier said than done to look at, but that's what I always do. When I screw up something, I'm like, well, now I know how not to do it. So that always helps me.
And I started finding gratitude at night when I lie in bed. So I think about the things that I was grateful for that day, reflecting on the day. And then I also stop and think about what's coming up the next day to think about things that I'm really looking forward to and grateful for. And that's helped a lot as well.
Well, yeah, that just the attitude of gratitude. If you're a believer in like The Secret and stuff, they say that as soon as you start being grateful for more things, the world just gives you more things to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. It's just the law of attraction. So I love that. That's good. There's positives and there's negatives to everything. But at the end of the day, we're going to get better from all of it. And this will be over at some point. Nobody knows when, but it will be over. Somewhat normal.
Please
go back to normal or somewhat normal. And that's a great place to wrap things up. Every Friday, we have a brand new episode of Somewhat Normal. You can always email us and get in touch at mix941.fm. Let us know what you want to talk about. And that's it for this week's podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.